Radio Verulam.
Welcome to Days of Our Lives, Radio Verulam's new show, especially for the baby boom generation. I'm Pat Newland, and I'm going to be here for the next hour talking to guests from in and around St Albans about some of the fantastic activities on offer to us baby boomers. There's a particular phenomenon that's been gaining pace all over the country in the last few years, and that's the park run. And my first guest is someone who organises the park run here in St Albans every Saturday morning, Richard Svedt. Now, how long has this run been taking place?
We recently celebrated our sixth birthday, so it started in the beginning of 2012.
And how many people are taking part each week?
Normally we're around 500 of us running around Verulamium Park.
And are they all different ages? I mean, are they all really sort of young athletic types?
No, it's all ages, both genders, also dogs.
Okay, now this is not just a way of keeping fit, it's also a great way of meeting people, isn't it? And I think the Après run, if you can call it that, is also quite popular.
Yes, it's very much a social event, and you can hear lots of chatter as we're talking now. Lots of friends meet here, and we go to the Inn on the Park for discounted cups of tea and breakfast afterwards.
That sounds excellent. It's worth doing the run just for that, isn't it?
Radio Verulam.
Now, unfortunately, despite our determination to enjoy our later years and keep as active as possible, sometimes our health lets us down. Now, we all know the rules for keeping fit and healthy. Don't smoke, don't drink alcohol, don't let yourself become overweight, but do take regular exercise and do eat healthy foods. But there is a proven link between obesity and heart disease and some cancers. Good to see you again, Dr. Barton.
Hello.
Now, today you want to talk about what I think is the most common cancer that affects men, prostate cancer.
Indeed, yes.
And also we're going to talk about bowel cancer, which of course affects both men and women.
Yes.
And now, are there any men who are particularly at risk?
Yes, there are. So we know that prostate cancer can affect men of all ages, but it's much more common in those aged over 70. It's more common in Black, Caribbean and African peoples, and it's much more likely to occur in patients who are overweight.
So what are the symptoms that a man should be looking out for?
So there are some really, I suppose, obvious symptoms, and they all relate to how you pass urine. So the prostate is a small gland, it's like the size of a walnut normally, that sits at the base of your bladder, and the tube that you pass urine through passes through your prostate gland. So if the gland gets bigger, it can compress the flow of urine out of your bladder. Right. So the symptoms that people experience are often a consequence of that.
And welcome to the show again, Adriano.
Lovely to see you again, Pat.
Now, this week, I know that you are keen to talk about cybercrime and scams. What do you think are the particular types of scams and cybercrimes that are going around at the moment?
Well, I think the first thing to think of whenever, whether you're living alone, whether you're not, whether you're young or old, it applies to everyone. Why is this person approaching me in the first place? Have I made an appointment for this person to call me? Have I made an appointment for this person to ring my doorbell? Did I solicit this email in the first place? It's the age-old Latin thing, isn't it, of buyer beware. You know, why has this person even approached me in the first place? You know, if you've clearly gone online and you've been looking for new carpet, building work, whatever it might be, okay, maybe it's a legitimate company that definitely wanted to, approach you. If not, why has this person suddenly approached me? Where do they get my details from? If you're not sure, I would just hang up straight away. Don't even get into any discussion. You know, if you're really inquisitive, where did you get my details from? Sorry, who told you about me?
Now, there really is a good side to getting older, because we finally have the time to go to some of the places that we never had the time for when we were busy working. And with so many different types of holiday on offer, it really is difficult to decide where we would like to go and what we would like to do. So I've invited independent travel consultant Rachel Vandal onto the show to help us out a little.
Hello.
So what are some of the most popular adventure destinations?
Again, I think I mentioned last time, Peru is hugely popular. I find that a lot of the media then trends sort of push people in that direction. So I find a lot of Peru, India.
Okay, yep.
Australia, Bali is another one I'm getting a lot.
I think you can often, go to several different destinations in trip, can't you? Which is, probably financially advantageous as well.
I think especially a lot of people now, especially of that generation, have family in New Zealand and Australia.
That's
so
true.
They'll incorporate that in a tour, sort of stay, go and visit family, then go off to Thailand, then go off to Sri Lanka, then go off here, there and everywhere. So it's maybe a month or 2 months because they can.
The radio station that loves St Albans.